Welcome, everybody, to episode 520, our end-of-year review show for RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty, crusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, it's been a year. How are you?
Like, why would you want to watch a less violent version of Deadpool 2, though?
Because they redid a bunch of scenes.
Fred Savage.
That was one of the things like they did to promote it was he got Fred Savage to do kind of the mock-up of Princess Bride. But he sent added some additional commentary. But basically, like Ron Rooms went back and reshot scenes and stuff. Like,
they wanted to
get this into the hands
of more people.
Yeah. What's that?
It's still in the theaters.
Yeah, not for very long. I've been hearing it's been getting bad reviews, man. Like really, really bad. I could see
this
like
feels more like something I should just rent at Redbox, though.
Yeah, or just wait till they come up with those scenes on YouTube. I don't know if I'd even wait for that.
Freak said he loved it.
Yeah, well, freak is freak. I mean, you know.
Well, if you like Deadpool 2, then you'll probably like it, maybe.
Yeah,
I love Deadpool 2. I don't know what it has to do with Deadpool 2,
yeah,
though.
I know. They're two completely different movies.
Yeah,
man. They're different
movies.
All right, guys.
I said it is in the sense of this new one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's get straight into... Whoops. All right, let's do the new...
RPG. New.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I need to cut that out. All right.
didn't we use, like, the old intro?
Yeah, that's...
Didn't you have another one?
No, we had another one. I had to take it off because I got copyright infringement.
Yeah, but I thought we had, like, another one we could have used.
Nah, this one is okay. I'm okay with just using this one for now. This is what we're going to be using until I cut a new one with uncopyrighted material. All right, let's get started with the news, Eric.
All right, you've got from Silicon Era, Nekopara Volume 2 for consoles has release date in Japan and, well, release window, because it says February, but it doesn't have a date. But if you want the Aerogate version, get the PC version.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like par for the course with all those ones that have two versions.
Which is like most of the content of the second and third volumes anyways.
Yeah.
They kind of don't need to be there for volume one, but they're kind of like half the game in the other two volumes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's much more to this story, so let's, unless you have anything else, Eric, you want to move on?
No.
All right. Break next story, please.
Sorry, I don't know why it wasn't loading. Anyway, coming to us live from Silicon Era. I think it's been a while since I've heard one from them.
Yeah.
Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night. I like that title. Will appear on Windows, not Mac and Linux. Because, who cares?
I care.
Because they can't handle the middleware they're using, that's why.
Yeah.
Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night has narrowed down the number of platforms the game will appear on, which I just fucking said. In this update, we have a very important announcement to make. Bloodstained will no longer be supported on Mac and Linux. This is coming from the developers. We have made this tough decision due to challenges of supporting middleware and online feature support and making sure we deliver on the rest of the scope for the game. We will be offering backers who plan to play the games on Mac and Linux the option to change the platform of their order. If you would like to change your platform, please send an email with your new platform request from the email address associated with your Kickstarter pledge.
Or a refund.
We sincerely apologize.
Really wanted to play that Mac version.
Yeah.
Well, this is only coming out for PC then, right?
Yeah.
So if they don't have a PC, they should be able to get their money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think. Where was I? I think I skipped a bit since. We sincerely apologize for this inconvenience, and we hope for your understanding. Development has reached its peak. We are currently checking the performance of Bloodstained on each platform. Overall, so it's on multiple platforms. Overall, we are done with enemy placement entering the adjustment phase, but there are still many progressions blocking bugs that must be taken care of. What other platforms? I thought this was a PC only.
No,
this is Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
Yeah, when you said that, I just remembered it's going to be on other platforms. The only one that they're getting rid of is Mac, but looking forward
to
this.
Mac and Linux.
Yeah, Mac and Linux.
I don't know why people even bother doing Linux.
I don't either. There's not a big...
I mean, it's such a niche audience.
Yeah.
You can't be making money when you do that.
No.
You'd be better off just making, like, backdoors so that you could get PC games running on a Linux operating system.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, let's... anything else on that break, or are we good?
Nope.
All right. Let's go on to the next one. Comes to us from Silicon Era. Sega's Revolve 8 global launch set for February 2019. The upcoming real-time strategy game. So you might be interested in this one, Break. Starring fictional fairy tale and literary icons. Please tell me that Hemingway is in this. Whose character designs were created by Koji Igarashi. While the pre-launch will begin in some areas on January 17th, global launch is February 5th. In addition, it's been confirmed that the game will be playable in English, French, Japanese, Spanish, or traditional Chinese in each region. And then it gives the launch dates for each region. And then in addition, launch rewards have been announced for all upcoming Revolve 8 players, all part of the pre-registration campaign, which interested people can take part in offering their email at the official website or clicking the pre-register button on the Google Play page. Questbuster, which I'm assuming is Dungeon Busters in chat, he says, yay, Bloodstained.
It says the game's playable on Android and Apple iOS, but it doesn't say, like, which specs that you need.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently, is this, like, a list of some of the characters that are in the game?
I don't know.
Kentaro, 1,000 gold.
I don't think Hemingway is going to be in a heavily Japanese-inspired
Why not, man?
Well, listen. Yeah. The other ones are Karen. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty random. Karen, how you doing? Aladdin.
Ganon be in the game, or would the fish be in the game?
Ring Genie. Probably not as good as real genie.
Yeah.
Urashima Taro. I have no idea. Yeah. Cinderella.
Yeah. See.
Little Match Girl. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But I must know.
I don't either.
Bear.
Bear.
Just a bear. Random bear.
Is it like some dude with like a bunch of hair, like some like a shirtless, big, fat, bald dude with a bunch of hair?
Bear might be from the Momotaro story.
I was thinking more like Yogi Bear, but maybe you're right. Maybe it is that
like Zangief, but full of hair. Like you know. Yeah. Anyways,
he is a gay icon.
Yeah, exactly.
Fairy Godmother, Otohime. Mm-hmm. And Wicked Witch.
You know,
just the Wicked Witch. Is it not East or West? It's like she's combined in one.
Right.
Like her superpowers combined.
See, when you said Sinbad, I was really thinking like Sinbad. You know, like the Sinbad.
He tweeted me like a few weeks ago.
I would have taken the witch from Sleep Booty.
Break got his first celebrity tweet.
My claim to fame.
Yay.
I really don't think the fish or the old man are going to be in this game because these are mostly fantasy characters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's cool. Sounds pretty cool. All right, looking forward to that. Break, man.
Yeah.
Eric, let's go with the last story for this week, and then we're going to get into some stuff.
Okay, we got Steins Gate Divergencies Assort. Compiles all the side games for the Nintendo Switch. Majors has announced via Twitter that Nintendo Switch is getting three different Steins Gate games compiled under the title Steins Gate Divergencies Assort. The games include Steins Gate Zero, Steins Gate Kikyo Renri no Darling, and Steins Gate Linear Bounded Phenogram.
Yeah.
The original Steins Gate has already been brought to the Nintendo Switch as Steins Gate Elite.
Can I nominate this story as Story of the Year just for Eric's use of? I think it should be. It's awesome. All right, anything else?
I just gotta say, like, that is the most unhappy looking person ever in that picture.
Which one? The first?
No, she's just kind of
Christmas picture.
Kind of. See, it's a glazed over look that's probably due to the fact of her interactions with Rintaro.
Yeah, she looks really happy.
That is not the merriest Christmas.
He probably was forced to dress up that way.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, wow, I remember Sinbad's comedy run. Yeah, unfortunately I do too, Dungeon. Like, I think we're like, I know I'm like older than Methuselah, but I think you're up there, Dungeon, so, you know.
Anyways, this game comes out March 20th. It's set to have a special edition that includes a new short story as a part of a special book. And you can pre-order it now.
That face, though, Break. I mean, I'm telling you, man. She's like, wow, I'm really excited for Merry Christmas. It's, yeah. I think the little doll on the seat.
Her character is kind of known for not really having a funny bone.
That's probably the joke. That's probably why they put her
in
Christmas.
You don't have to have a funny bone. Like, you could still smile. Yeah. Still, you don't have to look like you'd rather be dead right now.
She's the kind of scientist who's, like, super intellectual.
Yeah.
And is pretty much unfazed by a lot of stuff.
Yeah. All right. It's time for homie discounts. My sound bites
and,
not.
And rather get to actually working instead of goofing off.
Yeah. All right. It's been a banner year for news. Luckily, we didn't have a lot of it this week, so we can get into some other stuff. Homie discounts this week. I'm going to run them down real quick, guys. The PlayStation has its week three store. Week three sale going on.
Wait, I'd just like to interrupt. Freak 5K says she looks like the person she's looking at is holding mistletoe over his crotch.
Exactly. That's exactly
Maybe.
Right, man.
And that's what she looks like right before she gets really angry, beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, exactly. That probably would happen right after, or before. All right. Looks like Life is Strange 2 Episode 1 is on sale for $4. I'd wait till the whole compilation comes out. Quiet Man, which has been getting terrible reviews, is on sale for $10.49. They should drop that to $1.49. They might get people to buy it. Battlefield 5 up. Oh, that's just the deluxe upgrade.
Oh, I forgot to add a review that I have.
That's okay. Add it while I go over this stuff. Death's Gambit is $11.99. That one is very tempting to me. I kind of want to get it, but I heard it's like
it's like too much like Dark Souls for its own good, and yeah. Not as good as Dark Souls.
yeah, but still good nonetheless.
Maybe at that price, but I think we can wait for an even lower price.
Yeah, Just Cause 3 for $8.99. These sales have been going on for a little while.
Is this week 3 of the PSN sale?
Yeah, it's week 3. I don't remember
those games being there.
Zone of the Enders is $15. That's a really good deal. Shenmue 1 and 2, $20 if you want to rehash those games. Observer and Layers of Fear bundle for $24.
Wasn't
a steal.
That the normal price, or was the normal price like $30?
Of what?
For Shenmue 1 and 2.
$30 is the normal price. So you're saving 34% on that. You get two games, though, so that's a decent price. Yakuza Kiwami.
For not so good games.
Yeah, Yakuza, they're okay. I like them. I mean, for back in the day. I mean, it's not like, they're going to stand up today, but they're okay. Yakuza Kiwami 2 for $35. Make sure you check that out. I heard nothing but good things. I still need to play the Yakuza games, man. I don't have the first one. That's why I haven't gotten into them. Batman Arkham Collection is at $24. That's a stellar deal for some really good games in that series. Battlefield 5 for $30. So you can couple that with the upgrade and deluxe, and it's like $36 for the deluxe version. Assassin's Creed Odyssey for $30. That's half off. And here's...
That's like being sold for $30 in retail, too.
Yeah. Fallout 76 for $40. That game is tanking, price-wise, really fast. So if you want to get a cheaper... I might wait on that a little bit, and it'll probably drop
in
price.
I won't even play it.
Yeah. Just Cause 4 is another one that's tanking in price. The standard edition's already down to $48. You can probably find it cheaper online. Fist of the North Star, $40. Spider-Man is down to $40, which is a pretty decent price for a recent Game of the Year candidate. Just Cause 4 was so boring, Dungeon says.
Just sleep.
Yeah. Let's see. And that's
I didn't want to hear that. That's sad. It's boring. Oh, shit. Yeah. Guess I should just play the third one then.
I wonder if it would have been a better game if they just called it Just Clause, where you play as Santa Claus doing all that shit.
Yeah. Valkyria Chronicles.
No, but that's a fantastic game idea, and you should trademark that shit right now.
Right now, Eric. Do it. Valkyria Chronicles 4 for $30. That's 50% off. That's a fantastic price on a fantastic game from what I hear. Tomb Raider Deluxe Edition, $35. It's sad that Tomb Raider, that was a pretty good game, and it's sad that it's...
dare you, Dungeon Buster.
Yeah. Let's see.
He's smirching Dragon Quest VIII by saying that it was better than... Dragon Quest VIII.
How dare you, Freak 5? No, that's Freak 5. How dare you? Freak 5 says he's listened to a podcast that asked the question, which of the original X-Men had the worst experience during puberty, since the X gene usually activates during puberty. They mentioned Jean Grey, but didn't touch on how really horrible it would have been for
her. So the originals were Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, and...
Angel?
Who was the other?
Angel.
Was Angel the fourth one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A girl going through puberty who can also hear all the thoughts of her male classmates. Yeah, that should have made her become a villain. That just shows how strong that character is, Freak 5. Played through it. Dad, I'll remember it next year when it comes to Just Cause 4. How dare you? How dare you, Dungeon? How dare you agree to that? It was fun, but it's still weird that Croft effortlessly. Yeah, that's the one jarring thing I heard, that like she just becomes total ninja. All right, let me go on to
You don't remember the side quest where she joined the League of Shadows?
That could be a game in itself.
Exactly. Let me go to the Xbox highlights.
It all takes place in her head, though.
Yeah. Forza, yeah, she's in a coma or something.
Between Rise and Shadow, she joined the League of Assassins, or League of Shadows, whichever one you want to call it.
Yeah, she learned to assassinate like Sam Fisher. They need a new Sam Fisher game, man. God damn, that series is one that should come back.
Can they bring back Michael Ironside?
Exactly.
As well?
Yes. Yes, please.
Because I know they replaced him in like the when they went with the younger Sam Fisher.
No, 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 no. You got to bring back
League of Assassins DLC confirmed.
Michael Ironside still voice act?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still doing it. Forza Horizon 4 Standard Edition for $38.99. That's a pretty good price. For some reason... Battlefield 5 is $35.99. I guess for gold you get that extra 10%. That brings it down a little bit more. Call of Duty Black Ops, $45. Not bad.
Are there any deals for Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
I just told you the one
that
for...
was Rise though.
Oh, was it Rise? I thought it was Shadow. Anyways, I think they are on sale. Eric, so you have
it's
to check
too,
that.
If it's like just the right price, I might buy it, because I have it on PC, but I got to the point in the game where it's like, yeah, you need a better PC.
Yeah. Here's a really good deal.
That's why I went out and bought Dark Souls 3, which I'll talk about later.
Yeah, here's a really good deal, actually. I think the game is okay. Tom Clancy's The Division Gold Edition for $18, normally $90, so you're saving 80% on that. That's not bad. You're getting 25% off of Spyro, so that's down to like $30. Hitman 2 for about $32. Shadow of the Tomb Raider on Xbox, $36. Probably a little bit cheaper if you have gold.
That's still too much for a game that's actually pretty old at this point.
Which one? Division?
Shadow.
Oh, Shadow. Yeah. That's not that old. Shadow's not that old. Assassin's Creed Origins, $30, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty much the same thing. Looks like Soul Calibur 6 down to $48. As far as Nintendo goes, there's not a lot of offering on the Nintendo, but there are a couple I want to mention. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle for $19.79. That's not a bad deal. South Park Stick of Truth for $15. South Park Fractured Butthole, $23.99, so $24. That's not a bad deal at all for a game that came out not too long ago. And then I saw one more that I wanted to mention. Oh, this one's for Freak 5. Pets Fantasy 3D for $7.49. There you go, Freak 5. Good game for you and your kids, man.
I have to ask, is Ironside a stage name?
No, I don't know. That's a good question.
It sounds like a stage name.
It does sound like a stage
name. If it isn't a stage name, that's like probably the most badass last name.
It is. Ironside? That's like the coolest fucking name ever, man. It's really cool.
Like, were you named after a blacksmith family or something?
Exactly, man. There was another, like, really stellar 3DS deal that I saw. That it was like a retail game that was down to like $10 on their website. I can't find it now, but whatever. Just look on the Nintendo website, you'll find it. All right. Let's see here. Twitter questions or comments? Break.
Oh, Twitter. What? What's Twitter now? I honestly completely forgot to look at Twitter.
All right, I'll let you go ahead and.
Let's see here. New episode live now. Whoop. Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
There is actually something on.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
All this right. Came to us 10 minutes ago, so it wouldn't have mattered if I checked it earlier. So yes, I win. And so, would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather find out Bigfoot was real and have sex with him?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
no. I should have read this first.
Why is it always going to be about sex?
Well, hey, that's...
It's not always. Like, his last one was really good.
Yeah, I know.
What was the last one? I forget. It was, if you were perfect health until you were 80 and perfect memory, or start over and live longer.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But, this one is, would you rather find out Bigfoot was real and have sex with him, or have sex with Trump?
Oh, I'd rather have sex with Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. That's an easy question. Bigfoot, man. Oof.
You know what? I'm gonna do it with Trump because of that South Park episode where Garrison literally fucked Trump to death.
Oh.
Maybe I can fuck him to death.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's a good point. It's not
be a hero to the country.
Actually,
I'm gonna try and fuck him to death. That's if I have to. If I have to do this,
I'm gonna
fucking count.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't let him grab you in your pussy first. Break. I mean, that's his special attack move. You know, so watch out for that. Okay. Nothing else on Twitter. I don't believe. Right?
No, there's nothing else.
All right, so let's go to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
What have you been playing, Breakman?
I have been playing the same stuff I've been always playing. Some more Mass Effect Andromeda. I don't really think I've explained the game enough to kind of say where I am and what I'm doing kind of stuff in that one.
Yeah.
But basically just world hopping and exploring and trying to find a new home for humanity.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
Nothing's due on that. And then I played this game called South Park Phone Destroyer on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't been playing it long, just forever.
Yeah, just since the dawn of time, pretty much.
Yeah. And I've had one goal. One goal for a very long time.
Yeah, what's that goal, man? To meet
it
everybody?
Was to get the – no, what? What? Well, what were you saying?
Meet everybody in the game.
No? Meet everybody. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the other. It's a completely different game. Glitty's in chat.
Okay. Anyway. So my one goal has been to reach legendary status, so I can be with the big. So I can play the game with the big boys and girls.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And on Christmas Day, Christmas miracle was achieved.
You did it! Yay!
This Breakman became legendary.
Oh, nice, man. Good achievement on that game. You've been playing that sucker forever. And now you're like the lowliest
and
of legendaries.
First thing that happened to me once I reached legendary was to lose the next battle and drop like 100 points immediately. Yeah. And then the next battle after that, and then I dropped like 500 more rank. I'm like, shit!
That's how
it
goes.
I wanted to be here, but I knew what was going to happen when I got to this level. So I'm going to start fighting people. And most of the people I'm going to fight are going to be higher leveled people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm a level 16, and it seems like the average level I'm fighting now is 19.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's a bit rough.
Yeah, I bet.
It's not easy to win.
Yeah.
I appreciate the challenge.
Yeah, for sure.
Some days, other days, I'm tired of getting my ass kicked.
Anyway. I'm always tired of getting my ass kicked in video games, man. Freak 5 says he's been playing Hyrule Warriors DQ11, Friday. What? Mario Kart and Mario Party and Octopath. That's a decent.
There's Friday the video game.
I know. I was just about ready to say. I want to play that, man. That's awesome. All right.
I want to be Nebo.
Me too. That's, yeah, exactly. All right. Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
I finished Bloodborne, which I'll have a review for later. And then I went to work on Dark Souls 3, and then I discovered my PC couldn't really play it, so I went out to GameStop and bought it for $20, because it was the last copy of the Fire Fades edition that I had. I was like, sure, it's on Steam, the DLC's on Steam for like $12, the season pass, but I can't play it on there anyway, so why not?
Yeah.
Other than that, I played Y2K a little bit more. And I finished Monster Boy, which I'll have a written review for on Totally GN next week. And I played more Psychedelic the Ashen Hawk and made a lot of progress in that.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm going to give Freak 5 probably the final exile of the year. Just saying.
No, well, we still got a whole show. You could exile him several times.
Yeah, that's true. I can. All right, let's... All right, what I've been playing, played a little bit of MPQ, of course. Rainbow Moon, which I'm highly disappointed in, and I'll talk about that later. Doom, I've been progressing a little bit more in Doom. Hollow Knight's an interesting game. It's pretty fucking difficult, though, and I think you have to grind in that game to get, like, coins or their version of coins, and it's a slog to grind in that game for sure. And this is something interesting, guys. I've been playing God of War and another game called Detention. And they're both fantastic games, and I'll be talking a little more about both of them later. All right, Eric, you have your long-awaited review of Bloodborne.
Bloodborne is the first spinoff of the Dark Souls series from From Software. And in many ways, it shaped a lot of what would happen with Dark Souls 3, but like not everything made it over. When I kind of wish like the rally system would have made it over to Dark Souls 3, but like the speed of the combat, it's not quite the level of Bloodborne, but it is faster. But in this game, you're playing as a hunter who's stuck in a nightmare created by a Lovecraftian inspired monster called the Moon Presence. Mm-hmm. And yeah, your whole goal in the game is to try to find this thing and kill it so you could end the cycle of people being stuck in a nightmare and the waking world being free from the control of the Grey Ones.
Yeah, it's
what it has like, much like Dark Souls, none of its endings are good.
Yeah.
They're just one slightly better than the other two.
Yeah, it does have three different endings.
That kind of reminds me of that, what was that, Phantom 2049 for the Super Nintendo. It promised, like, 30 different endings or something, but each ending was just slightly different from the other one.
They're not slightly different. They are different.
Yeah, but these ones are different. They're
slightly improved in, like, in terms of the implications of those endings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great game. I'll be playing that next year.
The ending where you beat the Moon Presidents is the best ending, but you still kind of get a raw deal of sorts.
Yeah, don't spoil the ending because that's part of the joy of that game, man. That game is, it's a game for the ages, in my opinion, Eric. I don't know. What do you think, Eric? Like, what are you giving it, first off, and then if there's anything else you want to comment on Bloodborne?
At first, when I started playing the game, I kind of hate the fact that we didn't have anything like the Essex Flask, but the game kind of makes up for it by just throwing blood packs at you, which you can use instead and hold up to 600 in your storage.
Yeah.
And you'll always refill once you go back to the Hunter's Dream, which is the hub of the game.
Yeah.
And the DLC is actually worth getting, I think. And it is a hard game, and probably harder than any Dark Souls game.
But, it's definitely a challenge, for sure. It's really challenging.
It's like, I can kind of understand the Dark Souls community, like, not wanting having, like, a harder, an easier difficulty mode, but, like, why not? Just shut up. I mean, but yeah, like, they're probably never going to, so it's not even worth complaining about.
Yeah.
But, like, it is a game where the more you play, the better, as a player, you will get, just like with anything else.
Yeah.
Don't be undaunted and like, don't be afraid to use your insight which is basically your version of like the Hollow Embers or the Hollow effigies, human effigies from Dark Souls 2, where you basically use those to summon other players to help you. But like in Dark Souls, you use those to get unhallowed, and then you could summon people. But in this game, you could just do it whenever. Mm-hmm. But Insight also like opens up other couple of things. So
yeah, you see some weird shit when you get a high enough Insight in that game.
Yeah. And I think it's just don't be afraid to summon players for help or even the NPCs if you don't want to play online, because that's the nice thing about the game. You just go to the title screen and you can choose to play offline mode if you don't want to play online, so you don't have people invade your game, which is annoying, because it's like why didn't you take this aspect of Bloodborne into Dark Souls 3? Why do I have to fail to connect to just play on offline mode first?
Yeah. All right, Eric, so what are you giving Bloodborne, man?
I'm giving Bloodborne a 9.5.
Wow. Yeah, it's a really good score. I can't remember the last game you gave a 10 to.
I don't think the game ever got PS4 Pro, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the one small
thing. It was, like, released right before the Pro was launched.
Yeah.
Like, about a year before the Pro launch. So the From Software never went back and fixed it. I don't think Dark Souls 3 has Pro support either, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That uses the same engine.
Yeah. Breakman, if you ever get a PS4, one of the first games that I would recommend getting is Bloodborne. It, to me, in my opinion, I've played quite a few PS4 exclusives.
Now, if I get a PS4, I think I should get like Friday the 13th first so I can play with you guys. And
yeah, just, that would...
Everybody's been playing it longer and knows what they're doing. And
oh, shit, dude. I played it once with Freak 5 and I sucked. So if you ever get that game, we'll all get on and you can see how terrible I am at that game, man. But Bloodborne would...
I get it. We Friday the 15th out.
Yeah. But a single-player experience break, you can't do any better than Bloodborne.
Speaking of funny messages that players leave in Bloodborne, I see funnier ones in Dark Souls 3. It's like, use tongue butthole.
Okay. Let's see.
Because like, there's an item in the game called Pale Tongue, and that's probably what it's referring to, but they combine different words together and make naughty messages.
Yeah, Dungeon says grim endings are like staples of the Souls game. You win, but it's not a completely clean victory. Yeah, it's good stuff. Bloodborne is probably one of my favorite games of all time. It's I haven't beat it yet, but next year.
And there might be a Bloodborne 2, maybe.
Possibly, there's been some rumors about it, and I hope so because
From Software has 2 unannounced titles. It could be one of those.
I hope because Bloodborne 1 is an. I think Bloodborne is an opus video game. There are very few of those, and I'll be talking about one later. But Bloodborne is an opus video game.
And if you don't get enough of the story by playing the game, there's always videos online that explain all the lore.
Oh, man, there's so much lore. Like, everything in that game is oh, man, it's so good. It's a great game. I'm going to beat it next year. That's my one mission next year. My New Year's resolution is to beat Bloodborne. It's a fantastic game, if I can speak here.
I mean, also, don't be afraid to use a guide. Because, like, even if you use a guide that tells you where to go and how to do things, it's still up to you to actually survive fights.
Yeah, you have to be pretty good. You get good as you... progress in that game. I mean, you know, dodging is
like reading
paramount.
Telling you what's going to come up doesn't really prepare you for what you're going to experience.
Yep. Dodging and reposing are two things.
I just used a guide to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah. Dodging and reposing are two things you're going to want to get
used to.
No, also,
yeah, that's like one of the best things about Bloodborne. It's like, yeah, they got rid of the shields, which kind of sucks, but you have distance with your ability to parry, and your parry window is a lot larger.
Yep. Yeah, it's a fantastic game, and the setting
is
great.
You can't really backstab. You have to basically use a charge attack, and then which puts them in a stagger. And then you can use a backstab.
Yes, it's a great game. I think it's a masterpiece game.
Interestingly enough, in Dark Souls 3, you can put an enemy into stagger, so you can do a visceral like attack. It's not quite a riposte because I didn't parry them,
mm-hmm.
but like it has also has a secondary weapon skills where you can basically parry with your weapon of sorts.
Eric, I got a question for you specifically because you and I have the PS4. Is Bloodborne your favorite exclusive to the PS4, or is there a different exclusive that...
so far, I'd have to say.
Yeah, it's a good one. Good one for sure. All right. Break, it looks like you have a review.
I mean, I could say Persona 5, but there were things about Persona 5 that definitely felt like they were going to make a new version. They're probably going to make a new
they
version.
They are, and it's probably going to be on the Switch.
Yeah. But we still have no real info on it, so I left it out.
The true origin of the Black Plague, it was an SCD. God, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. God damn it. All right, Break, you have a movie review this week, it looks like.
I do have a movie review.
All right.
Let me see. I'm trying to keep this out of spoilers. How can I do this without spoilers? So I watched this movie and I put it in the Xbox.
No, in Demon's Souls, you don't want to kill everyone. You want to kill the
Hold
ones
on,
that
Eric.
Seem suspicious, though.
Eric, let Break do his review. Go ahead, Break.
I know, like you. Yeah. Anyway, so what was I saying? I watched a movie and how about I let you guess what movie I watched? It was extremely scary.
Whoa, a scary movie.
It was when I say extremely scary, I mean it was a horror movie that was actually scary.
Was it a horror movie or was it like...
Yes.
Okay.
It was
it
a horror movie.
It made Break pee his pants.
No, it didn't make me pee my pants.
Was it Hereditary?
I was crying.
Hereditary.
No.
Was it The Quiet Place?
No.
Was it Annihilation?
I didn't know. No, I thought that was like a science fiction movie.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it's kind of
a scary holiday movie.
Ooh, Krampus.
No, that's what Questbuster said. No.
Scary holiday.
Not a holiday movie. It's not a holiday movie, Frank.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What he said.
All right, not a holiday
he's
movie.
He's got that
Halloween.
Vice.
No. Was it the 50 Shades Freed?
No.
Okay.
That's scary.
this was... I'll say this movie was scary even though I kind of knew what was going to happen through all of it because I've kind of seen it before.
Okay. Which movie was that, Break?
It's a remake of another movie.
Suspiria.
No.
Halloween? No, yes,
no. You already said Halloween.
Transformers the last.
Damn it! Dungeonbuster's right. What? No, it.
Ooh, good movie, man. Good movie.
I was completely blown away. Like there were some very scary scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
One especially comes to mind is the projector scene.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, they show that.
I don't want to ruin it, but like that was really scary. Good.
Yeah, that's a great movie. Break.
It's the first scary movie I've seen in a long time that is actually scary.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would say, visit Halloween. It's out on Blu-ray now.
Oh yeah,
I think.
By the way,
I've heard good things about Hereditary.
Yeah, ooh, Hereditary is a good one too, man. I'll be talking about that later.
And I say I basically knew what was going to happen because this is, you know, this is supposed to be closer to the book.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But it's modernized.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same time, which was different, but I really liked it because the original took place in I think the 50s or 60s.
Yeah, they brought it to what, the 80s. In this one,
yeah, it's in the late 80s for this one, and so I guess it's going
to
take place in kind of modern times.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in 2016 through now.
Yeah. All right. So what are you giving it? Break.
I'm going to give it a 9.
Wow, 9 out of 10. I think that's the highest rating you've given any movie on Grindr. So, are there any highlights? Anything you want to speak to, Break, about it?
It was really good acting by a very young cast. Hell, Stephen King even likes the new It, according to Dungeon Buster.
Yeah, he does.
It was really well done. The clown, Skarsgård.
Oh yeah,
his name was
Stellan
Skarsgård. He did a fantastic job.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah.
When's It Part 2 coming out though?
This year, or I'm sorry, 2019.
Next year.
Yeah, next year. Yeah, we're still in.
It's almost next year, so.
Mm. Yeah. What was I going to tell you?
Because there were scenes like that, even though you knew what was going to happen, like they still managed to surprise you with something.
Yeah, exactly, Brake. I agree. I totally agree. Brake, I was thinking about this, and like I didn't think anybody could really kind of replace Tim Curry as Pennywise, because Tim Curry was like the highlight of that piece of crap.
He was the highlight of that of it, the original.
But what do you think about this? Like people talk about like doing Nightmare on Elm Street. What about getting Skarsgård to do Freddy? He's got that lanky, tall kind of like. I think he would do a good job with it. I don't know. I don't think
I've ever really seen him do anything else.
He did Hemlock Grove, which was kind of a werewolf Netflix series.
I've never seen it. I think it's been a long time ago.
Like Willem Dafoe could do it.
Willem Dafoe's too old, man.
Yeah. Tim Curry is he's too awesome. Old, though. That's true.
Yeah.
Like Willem Dafoe, if it was like Spider-Man Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
I saw a Twitter question posted earlier this week about what's the better Home Alone movie, the first one or the second one. I said the first one's superior in every way except for the fact it doesn't have Tim Curry.
Yeah, exactly.
The second one has Tim Curry. I mean, it's Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep. Tim Curry makes everything better, man. I mean, look at Legend. Legend isn't great. Isn't a great movie, but Tim Curry in Legend is legendary.
And Dungeon Buster says Jack Nicholson's Joker was so good, but I'm also okay with Heath Ledger's take.
I agree.
And think about this: Hugh Jackman's not going to be Wolverine forever.
We're
going to have to have a new Wolverine at some point.
They're talking about Zac Efron.
He's going to have to be good.
They're talking about Zac Efron.
Is he going to show up in Avengers 5 or something?
That's a good possibility.
Or actually. 4 even.
Yeah, that's a good possibility. I believe the rumors are that Zac Efron is going to take over the role of Wolverine. And you know what? It's interesting because Wolverine is more that style of body. Like Zac Efron's really short. He's like what, 5'3", I think, 5'4" in heels. But he's got that really good physique for it. So I know he won't bring the gravitas that Hugh Jackman would to the role, but he definitely has the body for that role. So
or think about Patrick Stewart him is Magneto, and then Fassbender is Magneto.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they were both great in the roles.
Great actors, both of them too.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, any final thoughts on It, Breakman?
If you like horror movies, see it.
Yeah.
Even if you've seen it before, and you know, I know a lot of people are like, I don't like that movie, but you know, everybody loves it.
At least the next Wolverine can't possibly be Leto.
Yeah, Glitty says she loved Legend, and Zac Efron, kind of like, what? I'm sure you would hate that, Glitty. He hates seeing that. Hey, Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Glad you could make the end-of-year show today. Hopefully you could stay around a little bit longer. I think Zac Efron
would be thankful that Wolverine won't be the guy who played Edward in Twilight.
Yeah.
I just hope he Hugh Jackman's Wolverine long enough for him to do a Deadpool movie.
Oh, God, yes, please. Yes, please. And please make it rated
Wolverine
R.
Wolverine has to be in the next Deadpool movie. He has to be.
And please be rated R. That's my only thing. Please be rated R.
Absolutely going to be rated R. Like, that was his goal. His goal is to kind of top himself.
Logan was so good.
Rating.
Yeah, Logan was so good.
Remember, like the beginning of Deadpool 2, like a lot of the joke was he was trying to top Logan.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. All right. No real heistcapade this week. I do want to mention though. Next week, I'm going to kind of tease this, but I'm going to try to get a special guest on. But you remember last week we were talking about bonering. Well, let's just say
I tried to forget.
Well, I'm bringing it back up. Let's just say that debonering came up this week, and you'll be interested. If I can get the special guest on next week, we'll be talking about that. Also, the hair challenge is off for now, but I got to get confirmation from Glitty on a couple of things. Glitty,
let me guess. You cut his hair while he was sleeping.
You're goddamn right. You can't have better hair than me.
I knew it.
Yeah.
He woke up bald as fuck. Like,
yeah. No, actually, what I did was a reverse mohawk. I just put one right in the middle, you know, going back like a Hawk from Legion of Doom, you know, type deal. All right. But let's move on to everybody's favorite. And this week, we're going to have two Stinkos of the Week, one for our Stinko of the Week this week, plus our Stinko of the Year. So here we go.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week and Year.
Well, that's a
burping
of the week.
Yeah, burping of the week.
That's what I think.
There you go.
Okay, I got several Stinkos of the Week. I didn't even know we were going to do one of the year. Nobody brought that up to me.
Look at the document there, pal.
I don't read.
I don't read. I love it.
If you follow on Twitter, you know, like, I spent Christmas Eve at the vet with a sick cat.
Oh, man. Yeah, that sucks.
My sweeto goes that she seems to be doing much better.
Nice.
So you know my sweeto now. So moving on from that. today, Mrs. Breakman's dad is sick.
Oh, no, man. You both have been having major issues with the dads, man. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't want to get into it. I just mentioned it in passing. And my other stinko goes to something not related to me in any way.
Okay.
Japan has decided to bring back whaling in 2019.
I heard that. That's terrible.
I didn't even know they got rid of it.
Yeah,
they did. They signed an agreement to, like, I forgot what it was called. ICW or something like that.
Yeah.
They
claimed.
Well, they'd not been whaling.
Yeah, no. There have been poachers, lots of poachers for sure.
Yeah, there's been poaching, but it hasn't been official within the country. But now they're going for it. Now they're 2019. They've said like it's a cultural thing. This is part of our culture. We're doing it.
Fuck those.
Yeah, people. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck yeah. Japanese government.
Some things aren't worth holding on to.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Oh, I know what my stinko of the year is.
I blame Abe and his stupid government for this.
I agree. I totally agree. It's the
Abe's
Japanese
basically
government.
Just a Japanese Trump.
Yep, exactly. All right, break.
That's what so many leaders are. They try and mimic the leader of the United States. A lot of leaders do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's
kind of sickening and disheartening.
Worst. Yeah, yep. I know. Yep. Anyway, my stinko.
Only it's worse because they're probably more competent.
Yeah. All right, Eric. All right, break.
Oh, Freak says his stinko of the week is Trump tweeting a picture of Special Forces team active in the war zone. Well, that's interesting because my stinko of the year goes to Trump and his fucking trade war.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's been many from Trump.
It's caused prices to go up around the country on pretty much everything. It's hurting people's livelihood in many industries.
Along with the tax cuts.
I don't know if it's
related
to a vending machine at work getting more expensive stuff.
The only thing we can hope is that in the long term is that we win this trade war. I mean, that's the only thing we can do at this point. But right now it's fucking shit for everyone.
Yeah, we're losing. We're losing this trade war. You know who's winning? China. China's winning this trade war. Yeah, those are good picks, man. And Freak 5 kind of stole mine, but I'll get to it in a minute. Is that it? Break? I don't want to cut you off.
Dungeon Buster liked to point out Japan will cause Star Trek 4.
Yeah.
An angry space for a world war. Ivan, when it finds no whales to talk to, it'll wreck the atmosphere.
Yeah. Well, yep. I mean,
we're all going to die because of you, Japan.
Yeah,
thanks.
Exactly. Thanks, Japan. Thank you. Thanks for doing that.
Also, quit hunting dolphins, too.
Yeah, exactly. Fuckers.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah. Like, hunt. Like, go after this shit that's invasive. Like, come to Florida and hunt snakes or something.
Or crocodiles. Like, there's plenty of crocodiles to hunt, man. Try that, fuckface. And try it with the bow and arrow.
I know, like, through the Glades, snakes have become a huge problem because they're, like, pythons are, like, become the apex predator because they were introduced by pet owners,
yep,
basically.
Yep.
And have taken over. So why don't you guys come and help us with that instead of going after something that's become endangered because you go after it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they're going to have the same problem.
For no reason other than, like, elephant hunting where you just trophy kill.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. They do use a lot of the stuff. But
a lot of the stuff they use it for is also worthless.
Well, they for one thing, it's used for food.
Yeah, yeah. Freak 5 says...
but I don't think that whale meat has high nutritional value.
Yeah, the meat does, just not... The blubber can be used for energy, but that's like an Eskimo thing.
That's like Egypt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
like, this is, it's just, it's unnecessary.
Yeah,
there
I agree.
There are better options.
Totally agree. Freak 5 says, LOL, Obama hears that and thinks, finally, they're faking someone else for it, or... They are, I guess, faking someone else for it, thanking someone else for everything. Thanks, Japan. Exactly. All right. Anything else on that break?
Mm-mm.
All right, Eric, your Stinko of the Week and your pick for Stinko of the Year, please.
Getting sick after Xmas, so I don't know what I caught, but it caused me intestinal disorder.
Oof.
And my muscles would be sore all over, and I had headaches.
Probably got
that. And I got over that. I had to take the day off of work after going back to work for that. I had left early. I was only there for like 2 hours pretty much.
Wow. Yeah.
And I couldn't handle it anymore. So I go to work the next day. I mostly get over that. And then I go to Subway thinking that I have overcome this and my stomach's still not ready. And I have a massive backlash and it was even worse than before.
Oh, yuck.
And I've only just now gotten over it today, I think. Yeah. Although I played it safe and ate some light stuff.
Yeah. You got to do that, man, for sure. Freak 5 says, intestinal disorder? Do you mean you had diarrhea? Cha-cha-cha. Break, Ben, I caught that.
Yeah. But yeah. I think it was more than just diarrhea because it was a byproduct of a virus.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, take it easy for another day or two, man, and you should be all right. Drink lots of fluid. All right, your pick for Stinko of the Year?
Stinko of the Year? Well, I could say Trump, but he was the Stinko of the Year last year, so.
Yeah.
Also, before I forget, all the deaths.
No, how about the U.S. government for not doing a goddamn thing about Trump?
Yeah, what were you saying?
I would like to actually say my Stinko of the Year should go to the family of a lost, actually, now that I think about it.
The family of what?
All the people have died, my uncles and my dad and everything else. Yeah, like all those are my Stinko of the Year.
Yeah, for sure. Man.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what was yours?
I said the U.S. government for not doing fuck all about getting rid of Trump.
No, that could definitely be. Freak 5 kind of stole my thunder, but Trump giving away the Navy SEAL position in a tweet is atrocious. And I'm surprised that the Navy SEALs didn't, like, not want to do it. You know what I mean? That photo op was terrible.
Well, I like how, like, the conservative media doesn't even want to point that out. All they want to talk about is the controversy over signing hats and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even want to mention, like, why does everybody hate him? Like, this is just so petty and stuff like that.
It's not petty.
No, we're mad about this over here more.
You know why it's not petty?
We don't even want to talk about it.
You know why?
I know it's not petty. It's breaking the law.
Right. So now if those guys are out and about, even in this country, they could get picked up by a foreign entity and their families because now their faces are all over everything. You know, so they're compromised. They're compromised troops, and that puts them in a heck of a position. Also, I don't know if you guys heard the speech that he gave to the troops. I give him credit for going to Iraq because he's such a wimp that I'm actually surprised that he...
Also, yeah, his withdrawing from Syria is a farce.
We should actually also point out that Melania is the first lady to go in a very long time, too.
Yeah, and I think
since, like, the 60s.
I actually give them credit for going, because there was a reason why Trump didn't want to go is because he's a coward, and he thought that he was going to get killed when he went. Even though there's so much protection for a president when he goes over there, that it's actually super ridiculous to think that he was in any danger whatsoever. But I mean, this is coming from a guy who got out of the Vietnam War for bone spurs, so. It doesn't surprise me. He's a coward, but at least he went.
Bone spurs hurt, but that was a made up bullshit.
Yeah, it was a made up thing. And then I don't know if you guys caught this in his speech to the troops. He lied. He said that they hadn't gotten a raise in 10 years. I think it's been either 35 or 40 years the military has gotten an annual increase of at least 2%. So to say that they haven't gotten a raise in all that time, bullshit. That's absolute horseshit. So
also, he didn't give them a raise. He actually gave them a cut.
He did give them a cut, a 0.01 cut or 0.1 cut. I can't remember what the finality of that was. But yes, you're right, Eric. He gave them a cut and not an increase. And then that it was kind of a mixed reaction when he was talking about increase by the troops. I mean, some of them were kind of cheering, but they – I mean, you know on your paycheck if you're getting what you're getting. You know, so I don't know.
I wish somebody would have called on and said, "You're a fucking liar."
Yeah. My stinko of the year also goes to Donald Trump, but for his border policy. Another kid died. I know with all the news that goes on with.
Don't forget the shutdown because of said border policy.
Yeah, that's not. I don't. I mean, I don't care about that. I care about human life, man. And, you know, they can quabble about a stupid wall all they want. But this separation policy, family separation policy that they still have ongoing, is causing 8-year-old kids to die. And it's not right. It's a humanitarian crisis that we all got to start thinking of. So, I don't know, man. It's just really bad. It's terrible. And I feel bad for the dad. The dad brought his 8-year-old son to the border expecting asylum or at least a chance at asylum, and now his son is dead. So I blame Trump for it, and he gets my stinko of the year for that in particular. All right, let's go on to happier things, guys. On to
what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
Our sweetos of the week and year. Breakman, your sweeto of the week.
Okay, well, I said my sweeto of the week. Yeah. My sweeto of the year? I need to think about that.
All right, you need a second? We can go on to
Eric. Yeah, I need to think.
Eric, I didn't see anything in the doc for your sweeto.
Oh, yeah, I could just make something up real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
I would say for this week, it would probably be X-Men stuff I got. Yeah. I got, like, four pairs of Bombas socks. And a 400 gigabyte SDXC card for my Switch because mine was getting full. AAA membership, the $100 one that gives you lots of stuff. And that's pretty much it for that. But the year probably have to be the turnaround and getting review code I probably never thought I would get.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
More specifically, Final Fantasy from Square Enix, World of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, nice. Freak Five says he had a 4-day weekend. That's his sweeto of the week. He guesses for the year that he got a new job. That is definitely a sweeto, a good sweeto, Freak Five. Let me talk about my sweeto of the week. I won a raffle. I went to the smoke shop, and they were having a raffle for this wicked water pipe, as they like to call it, but basically a bong. And I didn't know the price of it. I was just looking at it, and I really admired it. It was like a 2-foot tall deal. And I bought a $1 ticket for it, and guess what? I won. And when I got it home, they were selling it for $229. So the retail was probably like $100, $120. But selling it for $220, I got a $229 water pipe for a buck. So I feel pretty good about that. Sweeto of the year might be the getting that. Either that or
your Xbox One X.
No, I got that last year. So,
oh yeah, that was last year. What about visitation rights for kids though?
That is definitely a sweeto, although man, I can't talk about it on air, but there's a lot of stuff with that. But another sweeto of the year would be Bridget coming here, Bridget in Denver, Bernie in Denver. So I've had an up and down year. The end of the year's been kind of down, but yeah, I've had quite a few good things happen this year. So there's that. All right, guys, let's move on to what everybody's been waiting for in this episode. It's a free-for-all. Little man. Yeah, it's a free-for-all. Wow. Suck it. All right, guys. We got all kinds of categories for game of the year, et cetera, movie of the year, worst of the year, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to start with – what should we start with, movies or games? Probably movies, right? You guys want to start with movies or games?
Sure.
Games?
Okay, we'll start with games. The category – first category for best and worst RPG that came out this year. Eric, we'll start with you first. What was your best RPG that you played this year?
Best RPG that I...
That came out this year.
No, because I could mention the one I played, and that would be Bloodborne.
Well, yeah, that... I mean, we have a different category for anything that you played over the
years. Best RPG I played this year, then, would have to be... let's see... Dragon Quest XI.
Okay, all right.
What that was about this year.
Yeah. What about your worst?
I won't call it my worst, but it was definitely the least enjoyable RPG I've played.
Yeah.
Because I know there are worse games out there.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I have one similar.
Metal Max Zeno for being wholly disappointing to the franchise.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, I put 80 hours into the game because the gameplay was enough to keep me going, but as a game, it's awful.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everything about the game feels like not only super budget, but super uninspired.
Yeah.
Especially when you know about what happens in the other Metal Max games.
Yeah. All right. I could see that. What about you, Brake? Your RPG of the year that came out this year and worst that came out this year?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay. I'll give you mine then. I'm going to go with what Eric said, DQ11. It was real close. Didn't Persona 5 come out this year as well?
No.
Okay, it came out last year. Okay. Then it has to be DQ11, even though I haven't played a ton of that game. Worst that – I agree with you. It's not that it's a bad game, but the worst RPG that I believe came out this year – I could be wrong, but Rainbow Moon – I didn't like it.
You mean Rainbow Skies?
No, Rainbow Moon. Rainbow Moon.
No, that's Rainbow Moon is the old one. Rainbow Skies is the new one.
Oh, okay. Well,
a lot of people like Rainbow Skies though, but like different taste, I guess.
Yeah. Slagar said he really only played ESO, STO, and WoW. So yeah. Dungeon.
Yeah,
said,
like I play old stuff. Like I'm playing Mass Effect Andromeda right now, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Well, we got categories for that too, Brake. So Brake,
why haven't you played Nier Automata yet?
Yeah, exactly. You need to play that game immediately. It's out on the Xbox. DQ11.
I'm busy trying to romance somebody in Mass Effect.
To be fair, the game's probably still $50.
Yeah. So. Freak5 says, I agree, DQ11 is great, and DQ8 is better, he said. Dungeon says DQ11 is really fun. His would probably be a toss-up between Pillars of Eternity 2 or Octopath. Octopath is really good. I played the demo of that, and it's really good, man. I don't think I could disagree with you on that, Dungeon. Nier Automata is so good, Dungeon says. Slagar says, although he just did DL Fallout 4, and about an hour into it. So there you go. Fallout 4.
Yes.
Download.
Fallout 4.
All right, so.
Yeah, I know. I thought he, like, because when we read it, I was thinking, like, he meant DLC. And...
Yeah, no. Download. Okay.
I get it.
All right,
But Fallout 4.
Everybody remembers how bad the DLC for Fallout 4 was.
Yeah. All right. So.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I love the Fallout 4 DLC.
Yeah. Let's move on to now.
I did that just to fuck with Drake.
Regardless of genre, our game of the year, worst of the year for this year that came out this year. Let's go with you, Breakman.
The what? Now the who?
Okay. Regardless of genre, the best and worst game that came out this year that you played. If any, if you played.
Mega Man 11 is the best game I played this year.
Oh, right. Cool. Any worst that you played that came out this year?
That came out this year?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
I didn't really play I can't really think of any bad games I played this year because I play so many limited games usually, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's tough, but I mean, if you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. Break. It's not a problem. All right. My game of the year. And this is may come as a surprise. It's a late entry, and I've been playing the hell out of it this week. Is, and I didn't quite finish it, but I'm getting there. God of War. God of War is by far my game of the year. Edges out DQ11 just for the simple fact that I didn't play a lot of DQ11. But it's everything it's cracked up to be and more. I was actually shocked. I'm a big fan of the old school God of War games, but this God of War is a completely different animal. It's a different Kratos, different setting, different mechanics.
Kratos is basically Teal'c in that game.
If you think about it. Yeah. is it a great game? And it's probably next to Uncharted 4. It probably surpasses Uncharted 4 as graphically the greatest game I've ever played. Really fucking good, man. I mean, it plays so damn smooth. I I don't know, man. It's Dungeon says Extinction is his game of the, or worst of the year, regardless of genre. I heard nothing but bad news about that, man. Worst of the year. I don't have one that came out this year that I played that was really bad, so I've been pretty good about
just
that.
Just what's the game that you played this year, regardless of what...
Well, I was going to do that next.
Worst experience.
Yeah, I was going to do that next. Best... Okay, let's move on to categories then, because I got some more here, guys.
I still haven't gone.
Oh, Eric, you haven't gone. Your game of the year and worst of the year that came out this year.
My best game of the year, which... game I still haven't written a review for, and I just mentioned it earlier, but that was Monster Boy.
Ooh, okay.
It is probably one of the best Wonder Boy and Monster World games I've played, but not only that, but it's one of the better...
Wonder Boy!
Oh, we get some singing.
I was waiting for him to say it.
but it's one of the better Metroidvanias I've played.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And it just oozes with quality.
Yeah. All right. What is your worst?
If you like Metroidvanias and you like the Wonder Boy series, then you'll love Monster Boy.
Yeah. What's the worst game you played this year, Eric?
I'm going to go back to my standby of Xeno.
Yeah, okay.
I'll back Xeno.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, now we're not going to go by year, but what is the best RPG that you played this year, regardless of release date, and also the worst? And we'll start with you, Eric.
Bloodborne,
okay. And...
Dark Souls and Bloodborne. I'll just use both of them because they're both very different, but at the same time, they're similar.
Okay. What about the worst?
I'll put Dark Souls in a remastered in a special category, though. That's for the game I hadn't yet played, but finally got around to playing because the new version came out.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
But I'll put Bloodborne as, like, me finally getting to it.
Okay. What about the worst RPG that you played this year, regardless of year that it came out? Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, my best RPG that I played, regardless of release date, probably Final Fantasy X Remaster on the PS4. It's still really fucking good. I mean, I don't like the Blitzball shit.
Coming out the Switch next year.
Yep, it is coming out for the Switch. But
with 12 and 7 and 9.
Yeah,
I hated Blitzball at first, but after a few games and once I learned like the tricks of it, it's
just
really
don't
easy.
Don't play Blitzball on 10-2 because Blitzball on 10-2 is garbage comparatively.
Yeah,
I don't think I played it in 2, but in the original, really, like, it's to easy to dominate once you know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm
it's
doing.
It's really easy just to kick lots of get a strategy guide. Jeez,
I think what people hate most about Blitzball is that they have to play it a lot to get the items that they want.
But the game is fantastic, man. Strong. Looks really fucking good remastered. So that's the best RPG. The worst, I mentioned it, would be Rainbow Moon. Not because it's a terrible game. It's just, it's just a strategy. It's like a grid light strategy RPG, and I'm not totally into that. I didn't like the art style. Very vibrant, but normally I like it. There's just something about the look of that game that I did not like. All right, so now the best game you played all year, regardless of release date, and the worst. And we'll start with you, Breakman.
Oh, what the best game I played this year despite release?
Yep, the best game you played this year.
I got sound effects. That's about it. I'm thinking.
Mass Effect.
Mega Man 11. Really, Mega Man 11.
Yeah, Mega Man 11. Okay.
I know. I've played other games this year that I'm like, okay, yeah, I like that. Did I play Fallout this year or was that last year? I can't remember. I played it so long.
Yeah. Well, you did play. You started out the year. I think the first half of the year playing Fallout 4. So you can include that if you want. All right. What about the worst? Break the worst game you played this year.
Wow. I do remember I played an arcade game that was really bad. Now that I think about it, what was that? It was so fucking terrible. I can't remember what it was called. I played it for about 10 minutes and hated my life and contemplated every decision I'd ever made afterwards.
Oh, geez. Wow. That it's so bad you forgot it. That's how bad it was. That's,
I know.
Think about it.
I blocked it from my memory because I'll start cutting.
Yeah. Freak5 says he'll have to say DQ11 is the best that he's played this year. For me, it was – there's a couple of games, man. Three games, the best games that I played this year. One, I mentioned it, God of War is phenomenal. It's a great, great game. And it's another one of those exclusives to PS4 that Breakman really needs to get a PS4 for.
I'd say runner-up would be Spider-Man, but I haven't finished the completion.
I haven't played Spider-Man. I heard really good things about that, too. That's another exclusive. Let's see. I had that. Also, a game called Detention. I don't know if it came out this year, but holy shit.
It came out like last year.
But I played it this year, and that's another game. Surprisingly great game.
It's on the Switch too.
Yeah, you can play that on the Switch, but I played it on the PS4. It's a definitely a scary game. And it's a good game too. It's kind of a 2D.
It's also pretty cheap.
Really cheap. I think it's like $6 or $7 on the PlayStation sale. So if you haven't picked up Detention, I would definitely give that a nod. And then this is surprising, but I played a little bit of Zelda, and that's another great fucking game, man. I mean, Zelda's fucking awesome. So I was blown away by how good and smooth that game is. It looks really good too on the Switch. So those are my three games of the year. And then the worst game of the year that I played was a multiplayer game, which I hate multiplayer. I can't believe I even bought this game. I didn't think it was a multiplayer game, but it was Shadowfall Intercept.
I don't think I heard that one.
Yeah, I think it was – I thought it was DLC for Shadowfall, but it's not. It's just its own separate multiplayer game, and I didn't like it. I'm not a big multiplayer gamer to begin with, so, you know. All right, so let's move on to our movie or movies of the year and worst of the year. And let's start with you, Eric. Did you have a movie of the year?
Movie of the year?
Yes.
I probably have to say Infinity War, maybe.
Oh, good one. Good pick. Yeah. I got that on my list. All right. Any other movies that you can think of?
Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
And for the bad movie, I made sure I only watched movies I ended up enjoying. So that's going to be a hard one. I can't really think of it.
Okay. What about you, Breakman?
Okay, there are a lot of good movies this year. As he said, Infinity War was really good.
Okay, how about I got one for a movie that I thought I would have liked.
I don't know why I even bother talking sometimes.
Eric, but, wait till...
I just thought of it.
All right, go ahead.
Fireworks turned out to not be as good as I was hoping it would be.
Okay.
It wasn't a bad movie, it just wasn't as, eh.
Okay.
It was just... there.
All right, you finished, Eric? Yeah. All right, Breakman, movies of the year and
worst. Okay, Infinity War was really good. It, as I said, was really fantastic. I think Black Panther came out this year, didn't it? That was another good one.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
My movie of the year, though, is Deadpool 2.
Yeah, that was a good one, man.
The credits scene, I don't think I've ever laughed harder.
Yeah, it was a good one, man. It definitely was a good one.
I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but Deadpool and Time Machine, I just want that movie now.
Slagard's asking if Infinity War has hit Netflix yet. I'm not sure. I don't have a subscription.
No. Wait, Infinity War?
Yeah.
I think it does New Year's.
I thought it was I think it would hit on Christmas. Now that I think about it,
it might have. Okay, it might have just hit.
Yeah. I think it was Christmas Day, so it might be now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ant-Man and the Wasp is in February.
Yeah.
I still need to see Aquaman. No spoils, please.
Yeah, I need to see Aquaman too.
Yeah, Aquaman and Bumblebee.
I'll probably see that Monday.
Good recommendations by everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of great movies came out this year.
Maybe I'll do a double feature with Aquaman and Creed 2.
Yeah. All right, your worst ones, Break.
We watched some bad horror movies in October, and I'm trying to think of them. Death Note, that was terrible.
Oh, God, yeah, that's horrible.
That's not new, though.
The movie, I thought that came out this year. It came out on Netflix this year.
No,
I meant the live action one.
Yeah.
Live action, yeah. I remember watching that on Netflix when my sister got married, and that was about a year ago.
It came out a year ago. Well, anyway. Let me see here. What else? There's this one where a kid's fighting his babysitter that was really terrible. his babysitter's like a Satan worshiper or something.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really bad, too.
Yeah, terrible movie.
Those are the two that come to mind when I think of bad movies.
Okay. Sure. All right.
I'm going to have to think of the name of that one. Maybe it's The Babysitter, actually.
It could be. Yeah, where she was like kind of a Satan worshiper.
Yeah, she's a Satan worshiper. I just remember the preview for it, like the kid's getting tied up, and he's like, why is the guy don't have a shirt on?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so here's my picks for movies of the year.
Which actually was one of the few good scenes in the movie. It was actually kind of funny. Wait, that's the first thing you ask?
I don't know if I should watch Bleach live action. Bleach as a series isn't that great. I mean, it falls off the cliff at a certain point.
Well, Slagar's saying it's pretty good, man. And Slagar would know. He's kind of an anime
aficionado. Maybe if they keep it to, the first, season, maybe it would work. But if they went beyond that, it wouldn't work.
Well, you never know, man.
Hopefully they don't make sequels.
Yeah. Dungeon says House with a Clock in Its Walls was okay, but not super great. Yeah, I heard that too. All right, so here's my picks for movies of the year. I got quite a few, so bear with me here. Mission Impossible Fallout was an absolutely... Wow, what was that? Whoa. Somebody got whacked over the head.
That was a cat falling out of a chair. Oh my God, that was fucking hilarious. He's okay, but there's a metal folding chair here, and there was a coat on it. He was laying on the coat, and he thought... I guess he leaned back in it thinking it was solid. And
he fell right on out.
The back. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Mission Impossible Fallout is probably my favorite action movie of the year. It was fan-fucking-tastic. I was really surprised. I didn't think the quality would be there, but heard good things, saw it on Blu-ray or high-definition digital, whatever the fuck you want to say, and it was fantastic. I was really, really surprised. Spider-Verse, of course, Into the Spider-Verse was awesome. Go out and see it if you haven't already. Here's one, Hereditary. If you guys haven't seen Hereditary, it is a fucking slow burn movie, but if you stick with it, the payoff is pretty fucking good. Infinity War, you guys mentioned already, is a great movie. Black Panther, fantastic movie. I go back and forth which is a better movie, Black Panther and Infinity War. And I think Infinity War slightly edges it. I don't know. I go back and forth on that. Halloween was a surprising return to form for that franchise. So make sure you see that. It's really good. It's out on Blu-ray now, digital, all that stuff. Bohemian Rhapsody. I mentioned last week, I believe, on the show, was a great biopic. There's a few licenses that were taken with Freddie Mercury's life, but other than that, it was really, really good. A movie that not a lot of people talk about is called Upgrade. It's kind of a sci-fi, take on AI and stuff like that with this guy who gets paralyzed and he ends up getting this chip implanted in his brain and that I don't know, it's just wacky and the action is over the top and it's pretty fucking good. I recommend watching it. You can rent it. And then there's a little known horror movie called He's
Out. Oh yeah, thanks for reminding me that came out this year. Dungeon Buster. Yeah, that's my worst movie this year. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Oh God, it was pretty bad. It was pretty
ending.
Bad. Yeah.
Awful.
He's Out There. It was the movie that I was gonna mention. It's a horror movie, sort of a home invasion horror movie, and it's surprising and it's really good. I highly recommend watching it, especially if you like horror. My worst movies of the year. All right, I'm gonna put Venom in that category because I think it had some of the worst CGI that I've ever seen in a big action movie.
Is it like Resident Evil CGI bad?
It's pretty fucking bad, man. I mean, I was surprised.
Resident Evil has an excuse; it has a budget.
Yeah, yeah. This
and Venom didn't have a budget.
Oh no, Venom had a huge budget, man. It was
budget, like, yeah, Venom was. They put a lot of money in the Venom.
Yeah,
but at Resident Evil, they've never invested a lot of money.
Venom, there's a. I saw this. Video on Venom. There's a problem, a huge problem. There's a couple of problems with Venom. The one problem.
Well, hold on. Dungeon Buster has the best review for Venom.
It was there?
It was. Well, it was there.
Yeah, it was there. The two main problems that Venom has are it has two prologues, basically, and that always kind of wrecks momentum. I thought that if they left out one of the prologue things, it would have been a much better movie, I think. But also it has a job of telling you, like it has this weird way of telling you what's going on, through dialogue as opposed to showing you. And in movies, you got to see what's going on in movies. That's just no, you know, ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like they can do, a lot better with a movie like that. And I was highly disappointed. Pacific Rim Uprising, I thought was not very good. The Cloverfield Paradox was highly disappointing in my opinion.
I've got around to watching
that. Yeah, it's a mess is what it is. Truth or Dare, it's a scary movie, but it's not really scary. It's actually more laughable than anything. I had to watch a movie with Bernie called 50 Shades Freed that came out this
year.
Why? I'm asking myself that question, Eric. Another movie I saw that I did not like at all was called Slender Man, which may be...
I can tell you already that was bad.
Oh, God. I know. I saw it on... I didn't rent it.
A stupid internet meme becomes a stupid movie.
Oh, God. The movie was so bad. I mean, there were no jump scares, really. I mean, there were jump scares, but they were terrible. Slagar says he thought Paradox was good.
I don't always appreciate jump scares. Usually they're really, like... It's just like, here's the cheap scare type.
Yeah, it was more than
cheap.
Unless
they're done well, like, it did it very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Slagar says, well, okay, maybe. Yeah, it's... the more I thought about that movie, the more I got pissed off, Slagar. It's kind of a mess of a movie. I think that it was a different script and it was retrofitted into the Cloverfield universe, and to me it didn't work. Let's see, Dark Crimes was a movie with Jim Carrey. I thought this was going to be Jim Carrey's big time move back into movie making, and oh boy, what a wreck of a movie that is. It follows I don't know if they're Czechoslovakian or Russian or it's some, you know, foreign government's basically police force that's investigating a serial killer crimes, and Jim Carrey is kind of the lead detective guy, and he has a terrible accent in it, and his acting is very subpar, which I guess you can say about most of his movies. Highly disappointing. So Dark Crimes is definitely my one of my worst of the year. So there you go. Breakman, since we got a couple minutes, were there any sports-related things that you wanted to talk about over the year? Any, you know,
Well, I could go into a rant forever about the Bengals, so I'm not going to talk about them.
Yeah. Okay.
The Reds, however, are doing some things. They're making trades, and they are actually... it seems like they're actually trying to do things to make themselves better.
Yeah, I did see that.
One of the worst seasons they've ever had, they're trying. They're trying.
You stop talking about Marvin Lewis, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. As I said, not talking about that.
Dungeon says he likes The Rock. He's fun to watch in action movies, but Skyscraper. Oh boy, that was a terrible movie.
Yeah,
too.
I think that was the movie he did for his kid. There was a movie he did either this year or last year. He did for his kids.
Yeah,
and I think it was Skyscraper.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Jumanji, maybe.
Jumanji was the one he did for his kids. Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was Jumanji.
Jumanji wasn't bad. I liked Jumanji. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, sports wise, Broncos suck this year. So you know, there's that. They lost
also
to the fucking
Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage is pretty bad. I like some of Rampage, but most of it was not very great. Breakman.
I like the original Jumanji, so I will have to see the sequel.
Breakman, I am.
Just remember to punch Kevin Hart in the face whenever you see him.
Yeah. Break. I'm gonna blame Marvin Lewis for the Broncos season. Like Vance Joseph came from that coaching staff. And it shows, man. I mean, he's just not a good coach.
I'm fine with that. I completely understand.
Yeah. I think Vance Joseph is going to be the Marvin Lewis Jr. Of the next generation.
So I admit I haven't watched a lot of him. Does he do a lot of just standing there staring?
He does some of that, but he doesn't. It seems like when there's a decision.
Is there ever emotion?
There's some emotion, but the problem.
That's a little bit more than Marvin.
Yeah, the problem with Vance Joseph is he seems to always make the wrong decisions, whether it's to punt or to go for a fourth down. If he goes on fourth down, he misses it. If he doesn't, it's to the detriment of the team. Like, he always seems to make the wrong choice. Always. Like, there's never.
Yeah, like Marvin Lewis's choices seem like they're not based on what's happening in this game.
Yeah.
They're based on some overall stat.
Yeah.
Like a stat tracker told them, like, this is what you should do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is a percentage type thing.
Right.
As opposed to watching the flow of the game and understanding that. Like, one thing that Marvin Lewis does every fucking time, no matter what, is he always defers if he wins the coin flip. Even if his defense is the worst in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you don't.
Why
you're not...
would you. Give it, start the game, put your defense on the field, knowing they're the worst in the league.
See,
it doesn't make any sense.
The Broncos used to do that all the time, but they had a fucking great defense of all time when in the height of when Von Miller was wrecking offenses, man. Like the Super Bowl season and the season, you know, before and after, like they deferred because they had a great defense. I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
If the Bengals had a great defense, absolutely. But even when they don't, like, he still like sends in the defense.
Yeah. See, we have the opposite.
It defies logic.
Yeah, we have the opposite problem here. Like, we have the worst fucking offense, it seems like, and we always take the ball first. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, really? But
Dungeon Buster, he started GoFundMe. It's his memory upgrade.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'll donate that to that. Yeah. All right, so, Jesus.
What about television?
Yeah, what about TV? Go ahead, Break. Any thoughts on stuff that came out?
There's been a lot of great TV shows.
Does Castlevania count?
Oh, yes. Castlevania,
yes,
yeah.
It does. In the world
not
of like...
technically television, but you can watch it on television.
No, it is TV for sure.
No, Netflix counts.
Yeah.
Netflix definitely counts as television.
Yep.
This is the new reality of the thing. If people don't want to accept that Netflix and Hulu are television, then they're idiots.
Yeah, exactly. Slagar,
did you watch the final season of Voltron yet? Because if you have and you do a review, make sure you avoid spoilers. Because I haven't watched seasons 5 through 6.
Slagar says
I'm on the current season. I'm in like the 5th, 6th episode right now. Yeah. And you'll be happy to know that like the last season there were like 13 episodes.
Yeah. Slagar says Slagar and Dungeon are in agreement. The Expanse on TV is really good. So
yeah, I need this. I've seen previews for that. I need to watch that show.
I need to watch that show too. It looks really good.
Freaks is Big Mouth season 2. Oh my fucking god, yes.
It's a great season of Big Mouth for sure. I love that. Castlevania season 2 is epic.
They deal with puberty more realistically than anybody I've ever seen.
It's a great show. Yeah, it's definitely an adult.
Like this absurd shit with the hormone monsters and shit that. Like they're honestly dealing with like how it is for a kid to deal with puberty and stuff.
Yeah, it's a great show. American Horror Story Apocalypse is pretty fucking good, man. So if you're a horror buff like I am, it's one of the few horror series this year that I thought stood out. I can't think of much more, you know, but whatever. It's good stuff, and highly recommend it. So check it out.
Also, the superhero shows are all getting canceled on Netflix. Most of them are pretty good.
That's a low light.
I will add. Is one of my least favorite show this year has been Jessica Jones season 2.
Yeah, lackluster.
I don't think I hated anything more.
Yeah, very lackluster. You talked about
that. I watched all of it and I hated it. Yeah. I hated every moment of it. Every episode I hated her even more.
The first season was really fucking good.
It was.
Yeah, I think it's all about villain. I think if you have a bad villain, Jessica Jones just doesn't work, man. You know. Mm-hmm. Plus, like you said, she's insufferable. Like she's terrible to watch on screen. Like just sucks. Yeah. The Americans.
Oh, Dungeon is American. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, I haven't seen
one
episode.
It's one of those shows that people talk about.
Yeah. So okay. Let's do our final thoughts on 2018. Could be anything. What about you, Breakman? Any final thoughts?
I'm sick of 2018.
Yeah.
I want 2019
next year's
now.
Better, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Yeah. Like 2018 blew donkey ass.
I totally agree.
It's time to move on.
And you know what? We've been on
2018
record.
Can choke sucking its own cock.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
You know, that's a good summation of the year, Breakman. What about you, Eric? Your final thoughts on 2018.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, I would echo that thought too. You know, we've been on record as saying we've had banner years for the show and otherwise, but man, 2018's been pretty fucking awful politically. My personal life kind of has sucked other than you know, Bernie coming to Colorado. I mean, it hasn't been a great year. Global warming is in full effect. Like, we haven't gotten near the amount of moisture.
Yeah, 60-degree Christmas. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had a cool Christmas. But, I mean, we're used to, like, maybe a little bit of snow on the ground at least, you know, but nothing this year. It's been completely – I mean, today's cold.
I got to say white Christmas is overrated. If you people want a white Christmas, move the
– Yeah, but I still kind of expect it to be cold.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to celebrate Christmas in Hawaii.
Well, that would be cool because, like, a tropical environment.
When I saw as a kid, like, a video of, like, people celebrating in Hawaii, like, they're out there swimming, they're in their swim trunks, and it's nice, and it was warm, and the water was blue, and just everything about it looks so amazing.
I've
always wanted to celebrate Christmas in Hawaii.
Yeah, just imagine that even hotter now, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, instead of 70s and 80s,
in other words,
90s.
I need to hurry up and do it.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, if you're going to do it, dude. Gaming-wise, I think it's been a banner year for video games. I mean, we saw the release of God of War, Spider-Man. I know the Xbox had a pretty good year, but, man, it's kind of been the year or the PS4, to be honest. Like, I don't say that. The surprise of the Switch. The Switch is on the rise. Like, there's some great titles coming out for the Switch next year. But this year's been pretty good for it, too. But overall, in general, gaming this year has been pretty fucking good. So, you know, I mean, next year looks to be even more banner. I know January's, I mean, there's a ton of shit.
We're talking about video games in 2018. I think the lower points is Sony just being absolutely dumb.
Well, that you could say that about them.
I think Sony's ducking out of that because they don't have any major like game releases. Because I think I'm not even talking
about their game releases. I'm talking about the boneheaded decisions they've made all year.
Yeah, well, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
For next year, like being out of E3 and such.
Yeah,
you're talking about 2018.
Well, there's a reason. There's a reason they're going to be out of E3 next year, and that's purely to do with the PS5. Man, I'm fully expecting an announcement.
That's what
next
I think
year.
Too. Like they're shifting focus, and they want to. They're going to do their own PS5 show.
Yeah, which is fine. That's a good business decision for sure.
And Freak says next month is the month that they're going to cancel The Punisher.
Yeah.
Netflix does.
Yeah, exactly, because they're waiting. You know, I mean, that just boggles my mind that they didn't even want to keep Daredevil of all series. Like, they could have had the rights to Daredevil for years. Like, that agreement that they had was ironclad for Netflix, and I think they botched it, man. Like, they were getting huge ratings with Daredevil. I mean, really big.
They
will probably show up again on Disney, though. So
I think for them,
it was an ownership thing more than anything. They wanted to be able to own the property and control it.
Yeah.
And they see the writing on the wall with Disney, like opening their own shop and stuff.
Yeah.
Whether or not we're going to see those characters coming to Disney, I don't know. Because
we
I've heard so many different things. I've heard yes. I've heard no. I've heard their contract saying that they can't do that.
Dungeon's like, I'm waiting for the PS9 with the nanites that go up your nose.
I know. Yeah, and then go straight to your brain. Yeah, go straight to your brain, man. That'd be sweet. Okay, so our predictions for 2019, real quickly, I'll go across the board gaming-wise. Let's start with you, Breakman. Your predictions for 2019 for gaming.
I don't know, but I want these nanites. Like,
I totally agree.
I want, like, nanites that are, like, going to make me more buff and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Give me some bigger arms. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the solution for that, Breakman. You can, like, hit the gym, and that can happen.
I want to – nah, dude. I want to wake up like Spider-Man and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he went to bed a nerd. He wakes up in the morning like, ooh, look at me.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your bold prediction for gaming next year.
Let's see. I'm going to say – maybe based on the fact that Sony got heckled enough to allow Fortnite to have crossplay, maybe they'll walk back their censorship on the visual novels.
Yeah, I hope so.
But my least bold prediction is that Microsoft is going to unveil a digital-only budget version of the Xbox One X.
Okay, that's a very bold prediction, actually.
And it'll probably be like prototype for what their next Xbox will do.
Spider break,
maybe it'll go discless and they'll use cartridges like the Switch.
Spider break man.
Yeah,
does whatever a break man can.
Yeah, exactly. Something
like that.
Dungeon says Spider-Man costume, but with the Mega Man styling. So yeah, I could see that. Freak 5 says PlayStation releases a new version of Pitfall for the VR. Ooh, that's a bold prediction. I would like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
My bold prediction's that they're gonna do like their own big show for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say.
I'm thinking probably like September or actually, you know what? They're probably gonna do it in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Pitfall: The Mayan Adventure VR.
Yeah. Here's
VR. Fucking scary. Like, imagine landing on the alligator head. Like,
I know.
Where I'm, oh my god, I'm being eaten.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my bold predictions for gaming next year. Number one, we're going to get an announcement for Diablo 4. I think that would probably help ease the pain of that Diablo Immortal debacle that Blizzard through. My other bold prediction is that we are going to get an announcement for the PS5, but not only are we going to get an announcement for the PS5, we are going to get a new version of the Switch, which I think is already confirmed, so that's not super bold.
Well,
but
it's going to be a new version, but it's going to be like, it's going to have an improved screen, and that's it.
I think my
it's probably going to have cheaper parts, and that's probably what's big for them.
My boldest prediction is going to be that Xbox will also announce a new system next year. So those are my
I don't think it's going to be like the Switch 2.0 with like all the power of a PS4 in handheld.
Movie-wise, here's my other bold prediction. I'm going to guess that each of the actors in Avengers gets a contract extension for at least 3 movies. So I'm talking Chris Evans and you know, Robert Downey Jr., et cetera, et cetera, because I don't think that they quite want to be done with that money train quite yet. So I know that there's been talks.
And that doesn't mean that they can't kill those characters off
right.
this movie.
Right,
that exactly. does not mean that at all. It means they can still use them for, like...
It means you can make movies that take place, like, either in an alternate timeline or before that happened.
Yeah.
And not only that, use them for, like, guest appearances and stuff like that, visions mm-hmm. from the past, or if there's time travel and stuff like that. They'll use them for things like that, but that doesn't mean that they aren't going to die in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. All right, and then my final bold prediction for the year is that the Orange Cheeto will finally get started with the articles of impeachment. It's looking more and more like it, guys. Like 17 fucking investigations. I mean, they can't all be...
Well, I want them to do more than just impeach him.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I do too.
Clinton got impeached. Nothing came of that, though.
Yeah, I want him removed, but that's probably not going to happen. I mean, you've got a majority Senate Republican, and they're all spineless, and so are the Democrats for that matter. So, but I still think that that's going to come to be about, and I think there will be an indictment or two or 10 involving a bunch of unsavory people like Don Jr. and maybe even Trump himself. So those are my bold predictions for the year. Any final thoughts, guys, other than 2018 sucking ass?
Don't drink too much on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, for sure.
And drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Drink a lot.
But just don't drive. Yeah, just don't
drive. Yeah, you don't have to drive. Just drink. Like, you can pass out wherever you're at. Like, I've passed out in somebody's yard before.
Don't overeat, though.
Oh, man.
And make
goodness.
Sure you avoid getting New Year's Eve crud. Like, I got Christmas crud.
Yeah. Dungeon makes a good point. He says Marvelverse has been killing off heroes in the comics before Game of Thrones
Get
made it
back,
stylish.
Please.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But didn't you die? Well, yes, but I'm from Earth 352. Exactly.
that's DC's thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they did the whole crisis on multiple Earths to end all that stuff, and then they kept doing it afterwards, and they had to do another crisis on multiple Earths.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're still doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. All right, break.
This is why mangas inherently have better storytelling, because you write a story until it ends, and then it ends.
Yeah, and then that's
something
it.
Something else.
Yeah. All right, break, man. Any final thoughts?
2019. Let's hope you rock.
Yeah, exactly. All right, my final thoughts is, you know, as always, for Grinders, it's been a pretty good year. You know, we always try to do our best on the show. We're, you know, a tiny, tiny podcast in the whole universe of podcasts, but hopefully we can grow it. Stay safe, you know, for sure. If you're going to go out the holiday, you know, get an Uber if you're driving.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Like, back in the 90s, a cab was really expensive. Uh-huh. I can understand. Like, you live a block away, maybe you want to try it, but there's Uber and there's Lyft, you know, there's no excuses for driving.
Not only that, there's a lot of lawyers. If you look at the big time lawyers on TV, regardless of what city you're in, they'll pay for your cab ride because it's good business for them, you know, so that's something to look into too. Ask friends or family for rides.
I'd like to ask something. What do you think is the best New Year's Eve / New Year's food to get?
You know, hors d'oeuvres, a lot of times
horse divorce, you mean?
Yeah, horse divorce, exactly. Make sure, like, I like shrimp cocktail for New Year's. That's a good one if you like seafood.
I usually get pizza.
What's that?
I usually get pizza.
Pizza's fine. I mean, that's a staple. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and everybody gets pizza for, that's like the Super Bowl thing too, pizza and wings.
Yeah, for sure.
I think like finger food, like sandwiches mm-hmm. and stuff
yeah.
like that.
The yeah,
giants,
chips,
you know,
sandwiches.
Stuff you...
I have a really good lasagna account.
Oh, real quickly, I've got one bold prediction. I got one bold prediction for next year. My bold prediction is that all three of us will be in the same room podcasting at some point next year. So, I don't know. That's just something to hold on to. I've been thinking about that a lot, but it probably would involve me traveling east since you guys are are both in Ohio, so we'll have to think about that. But hopefully,
and I usually have no money to go anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, join the club. I haven't had money for 3 years, Eric, so, you know, it's the way it is. Freak 5 says, somebody wants to fuck you, so you are. If you're drunk, just comment that you are horny and need a ride, and they will show up. Ooh, wow. Even if you're male, that works. God, that would be cool. All right. So, yeah, my final thought.
No, it doesn't work like that. I've tried to show up at many swinger parties, and I meant
many key parties, huh? There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, tea parties.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah. All right, so my final thoughts, you know, it's been a pretty good year for Grinders. We still enjoy doing the show as much as we did when, at least I do, when I first started. So hopefully we'll have a banner year next year. It's got to be better than this year, right, politically and life event-wise. I mean, we've all
to get more guests on the show.
Yeah, that would be nice too. I mean, we've had some guests over this year, but not as many as we'd like. But, you know, we'll work on
it. I might try to get Kasavin back on so we could talk about Hades when it's closer to being exiting early access.
Well, why don't we try before that? let's do it before, man, for sure. You know, you can tell him he's been on the show before, so that'd be a great get for the beginning of the year. All right, you know,
I want to play the game, but I kind of don't want to play it on the PC.
Yeah. All right. I want to mention our fantastic chat that we've had over the year. It's been the most. I mean, it's not much, but it's been the most successful chat that we've ever had. And I know the staples are usually there, but I mean, if I'm looking at chat now on Twitch, Electrical Longboard been there for a while. Land Fusion's been there quite a bit. That Positivity bot. And Dungeon, of course, and Slagar's in there.
I'm telling you, those people are just gathering evidence.
Yeah. Tate _ Slagar was in there for the last show of the year. Thanks for joining, Slagar, for sure. I really enjoy the chatters. If you guys know of anybody that enjoys just free fall, you know, talking about politics and skepticism and, you know, I'm going to get back to more skeptical topics in the next year because I don't always – I mean, it just seems like we talk about politics every week because there's always something stupid to talk about in politics.
It's been a while since we've done skepticism because of you-know-who.
Yeah, I want to do
– I should stop using Mick. I use that all the time. Yeah. Orangey
fuckface. How's
that? Orangey fuckface? That works, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're going to have plenty more of that next year because he's a disaster. But I do want to get back into topics that we've talked about before.
He's dominated so much of our show.
Yeah.
That's what kind of pisses me off.
You know,
he doesn't deserve our attention.
No.
Like, he doesn't deserve it, but he takes it.
Yeah, exactly. He sucks the oxygen out of the room every time, every week, it seems. Yeah. But, you know, I really do want to get back to talking aliens and, you know, a lot of the fun shit we used to talk about, Bigfoot, you know, and rehash some of the stuff that we talked – because it's been a long time since we talked about that stuff. So I'm going to make it a point to, you know, put that in our free-for-alls next year, at least sporadically or more than sporadically next year. But, you know, banner year for chat on Twitch for sure. I wish we could get people into YouTube as well. I always have both of those chats up. But the only way that's going to work is for people to talk about the show and bring their friends in, or people that even might be interested in the second half of the show. You know, maybe someone's not interested in video games, but they're interested in, you know, politics or skepticism or, you know, weird topics like UFOs and Bigfoot and aliens and, you know, movies and all kinds of shit. But thanks to all the chatters, for sure. You guys, especially, I want to make special mention of Freak 5 Chaos, Dungeon Buster, of course. Slagar's been in there for a bit too. Wyland, who's not in chat today, but, you know, people like that, that, you know, continue to support the show. Really, really, really appreciate it. And that's about it. I mean, I'm looking forward to next year because it's got to be better than this year, right? I mean, at least for me anyways. So, you know, from all of us at RP Grinders, happy holidays. Enjoy New Year's Eve. But please, please take a cab or, you know, get a ride from somebody or call somebody that you know, your parents, your family, your friends. I'm sure they'd be more than willing to help you out on that day. And if they're not, just call a cab, suck it up, get a cab, pay the price. You know, it's better than paying the price of losing your life. You know, everybody knows somebody that knows somebody that's been in a wicked car accident, whether, you know, it's involved death or not. It's not fun to be in a car accident. I've been in a few, so, you know. All right. Stay safe this weekend and over the New Year holiday. We'll see you guys in 2019. Thank you guys so much for joining RP Grinders. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody. We didn't even do plugs. Do you guys want to do plugs? Or should we leave it like that? All right, let's do plugs before that.
Yeah, I guess. You can follow me at break_man. Like the underscore and then M-A-N.
Yeah, there you go.
Dunny says. Follow me at RP Grinders.
Yeah.
You can give us a would you rather. You can ask for relationship advice.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that first relationship advice column from you, Breakman.
So. I can give you your fortune. We do signs, right? We do those. Yeah, we do those. whatever you want, we've got the answers.
Exactly. I mean, we know everything, so there you go.
That's true.
Dungeon says, remember, even Captain Kirk and Spock used public transport after getting exact change, of course. And Freak 5 gets the final exile of the year. He says, dinosaurs lived on Earth for over 100 million years. Humans have for about 1 million years. An intelligent dinosaur species could have evolved. Maybe. I doubt
like,
it. But.
So, like the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Oh, boy. Eric, your plugs, please.
All right. You can find reviews I've written for the games I've played on sites like BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. And if you like what I've wrote, then you want to support me financially, even so much as a dollar would help. On my Patreon, which is listed in my Twitter account, which is at EricRPG.
Okay. Any other plugs, Eric?
I'll plug to hopefully 2019 being a better year.
Yeah, I didn't miss it. It wasn't missed on me, Freak 5. It was a crazy theory. It's not a crazy... I mean, it is a crazy theory. All right. Just follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches if you want to get a hold of me and ask me anything. You know, I'd be more than happy to answer if I even look at Twitter nowadays. But follow the show at RP Grinders. And like I said, tell your friends and have them join the live chat every Friday, 7 Eastern time on Twitch and on YouTube. I do have the YouTube chat open as well. It seems like Twitch seems to be the drug of choice for people when they watch the show. So, but either option is available to you. All right. So that's about it for us at RP Grinders. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to the archivers. They don't get mentioned quite enough, but there are quite a few archive listeners that listen to the show. Thank you guys and gals so much for, you know, listening to us rant and rave about mostly dumb shit. But thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. You know, I don't know what else to say other than thanks. And stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, guys. Exile, Freak 5.
Yeah, can't we get through one ending without somebody interrupting?
No!
No, it's stable at this point.
Yeah, that's about the size of it, farts.